I'm your host, Paul Foster, on WNCW for the Friday feature interview of the week. My guest, Garrett Woodward, who features so much in the pages of the Smoky Mountain News, a feature writer, arts and entertainment editor. His contributions also include working on Smoky Mountain Living, which celebrates the Southern Appalachians. He's a music lover and brings that music to life in so many articles when he writes about bluegrass or old-time or mountain music that we're so familiar with here at this radio station. He's also the author of the book, If You Can't Play, Get Off the Stage. Garrett, welcome back to WNCW.
Paul, it's always great to be here. Love hanging out.
Well, we've got a lot to get into, and we want to talk to you specifically about Bluegrass Boogie, an event that will be a part of Balsam Range Art of Music Festival coming up on Wednesday, November the 28th in Waynesville. Tell us a little bit about the Art of Music Fest overall. The event's been going on, for a few years now?
Yeah, this is the third year of the Art of Music Festival. It originally started as a two-day event at the Stewart Auditorium in Lake Junaluska, which is in Haywood County, also the home county of Balsam Range. What the plan was initially after it got off the ground was to expand it into a week-long festival. So the unofficial kickoff is Tuesday the 27th, which will be Darren Nicholson Band at Frog Level Brewing in Waynesville at 7:30. And then Wednesday night, the Smoky Mountain News and Boojum Brewing Company will host the Bluegrass Boogie, which will also be at 7:30. Both of those events are free. And then the official kickoff is Thursday the 29th, which will be at Folkmoot Center in Waynesville and also the Colonial Theater in Canton. The Colonial Theater, they will have Terry Bockham's and the Dukes of Drive. And then at the Folkmoot Center, they'll have a songwriters showcase, which will feature Mark Baumgartner and Aaron Bibblehauser and Mylon Miller, Buddy Melton, Darren Nicholson, both of Balsam Range. And then Friday the 30th, which kicks off the festival at Stewart Auditorium, they're going to have the Clever Lees and also Balsam Range. Saturday will also feature Shenandoah, the traditional country band, Chloe Agnew, who is a founding member of the world-famous Celtic Woman group. And then you'll have Balsam Range with the Atlanta Pops, which will also feature Chloe. And the Cleverleys are playing Friday night. Looking forward to all that.
Wow, what a lineup. Balsam Range is certainly a favorite of ours here at WNCW and to the listeners. They've accomplished so much, you think about from the hits to the awards. So my question to you, Garrett, is why is this something important to them? These guys stay very busy.
Well, what's interesting is the events are the end of November, early December. What Balsam Range did purposely was look up the lowest occupancy rate for heads in beds lodging in Haywood County, and they came across the week after Thanksgiving, the first weekend of December, as the lowest economic impact in terms of tourism. So that's where they picked to hold the festival. Just last year, the economic impact of that festival for just that weekend in Haywood County was $480,000. So that includes lodging, food, music, gas, whatever, based off of previous years. They would compare and contrast and see what happens. All the hotels get sold out. The Stewart Auditorium holds upwards of 1,500 people. Both nights get sold out. It's a pretty big deal. It's not only something that the band gives back to the community, but it's also a celebration at the end of the year for how much they've accomplished, because it seems like every year we think they can't get any bigger, but they do. Kind of like a victory lap every year for them and making the community a part of it, which is who built this band in the first place.
This is the Friday feature from WNCW, talking about the upcoming Art of Music Festival. Of course, Balsam Range behind that, and so many great acts. Now, besides the many artists that will be on hand to perform, what about other things that will be going on that will be a part of that event?
Well, there will also be master's level workshops and then workshops in general that people can participate in. If you sign up for the master's level workshops, that will include Terry Bockham's All-Star Band, which will feature Frank Sullivan from Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen on mandolin, and also 15-time Grammy winner Barry Bales, who's the bass player in Alison Krauss and Union Station. So that's just to name a couple of the people in the master level workshops. You can sign up for those if you go to BalsamRangeArtOfMusicFestival.com and look for the workshop link in the top of the tabs there.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, they'll have workshops open to those who have either Friday or Saturday tickets to the Stewart Auditorium. And those will include when you can sit down with Balsam Range and talk music, or Caleb Smith will be hosting a luthier workshop on guitar building. It's kind of all over the map. You can either sit down and hone your skills with a real deal pro, or you can just kind of sit and watch and ask some questions about the process of songwriting, guitar building, and things of that nature.
Let's get back to what's going to be happening on that Wednesday, the 28th of November, as a part of this event, the Bluegrass Boogie. Who's going to be performing, and why fans will want to take that one in?
Like I had mentioned earlier, when I was talking to Balsam Range about their idea of expanding the festival into a week-long event, I had mentioned that the Smoky Mountain News would like to get involved. So we decided to launch the inaugural Bluegrass Boogie, which will take place downstairs in the Gem Tap Room at Boojum Brewing in downtown Waynesville. It's going to feature Old Dirty Bathtub, a fantastic all-original Bluegrass Americana act out of Jackson County, and also Darren Nicholson and friends. And if you know Darren Nicholson, the award-winning mandolin player in Balsam Range. It's a free event, starts at 7:30. And we're also going to have special guests, which I cannot name, but I will say there will be some other IBMA award winners at that jam, and there will be an open jam following the performances.
Just something about your connection, Garrett. You're bringing in all these award winners, man.
I'm definitely calling in some favors on this one, because I really want to see it succeed. I believe in what Balsam Range is doing with this festival, and if we can contribute as the newspaper and also other organizations in the community like Boojum coming on board with this. The intent of the festival, as Buddy Melton will tell you, is to include the entire county and be proud of where we live and share it with a lot of people that are visiting from elsewhere. So for all the event information in terms of the Stewart Auditorium and also the Folk Moot Center and what's going on at the Colonial Theater, the official kickoff events, you can go to balsamrangeartofmusic.com. In terms of what's going on at Frog Level Brewing on Tuesday the 27th, and also the Bluegrass Boogie at Boojum on Wednesday the 28th, and also the Open Bluegrass Jam at Elevated Mountain at 6 o'clock on Wednesday the 28th in Maggie Valley, you can either go to the websites of all those respective organizations or simply go to SmokyMountainNews.com.
So when you get all of the family gatherings out of the way and your stuff to do to the Thanksgiving meals the following week, go enjoy some great music. Garrett, briefly tell us an upcoming story or piece that you're working on.
I am currently in cahoots with Town Mountain to do a story about their new album. In my opinion, it's an instant classic. They've really come a long way. I don't know if you've listened to the album yet, New Freedom Blues. They've been working real hard. Those guys rip and roar up the roads of the Southeast and the Midwest. I mean, they're all over the place. And this new record, I think, will really put them on the national spotlight, especially with the last song on the album, Down Low, which features guest duet vocals with their good friend Tyler Childers. I don't think could be in more demand right now than he already is.
Garrett Woodward, our guest, talking about this great upcoming event and what he does for Smoky Mountain News. Good to see you again.
You too, Paul.
That is the Friday feature from Public Radio WNCW, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.